Ron Carlton, counselor to the EPA Administrator for Agricultural Policy.
Well, we are so grateful to be able to talk to you here at NAFB Trade Talk. A lot of issues going on, but let's talk about the first one. We do have a new president-elect in office, and how might that affect the agency and the work that you do with farmers?
Well, Julie, thanks for having me on today. And yes, we've just gone through a presidential election. So we're going to be going through a transition period over the next 2.5 months, I guess. And it'll be an important time in that the administrator has said she is committed to making this transition go as seamlessly and as smooth as possible. So we're going to be working with their transition team, walk through the issues, getting them information, talk about the challenges that we have out there and that we assume will continue to exist over the coming year or two, but to get them ready to go, get them so that they're ready to be up and running from day one. So that's a lot of what we're doing and will be doing over the next couple of months. In the meantime, we still have issues and activities that we're in the middle of that we need to complete or need to at least carry along until we're done. We've got pesticide issues that we're looking at, some questions related to atrazine with the ecological risk assessment, glyphosate with the cancer review and the re-registration of it. You've got dicamba as well. We've just announced that we are going to approve registration of the new formulation of dicamba. So that has just happened here within the last day or so. So it'll go through a public comment period, and then presumably it will be registered, the new formulation. We've got beginning the implementation of the worker protection standard. We're finalizing the rule on the certified applicator training. And important for a lot of folks are the numbers we'll be announcing at the end of November for the renewable fuel standards. So while we're looking at the transition period, the work of the agency continues, and we'll continue to do the things we have to do until January the 20th.
Well, as you know, farmers have expressed concerns. They've said things that the current EPA under this administration has engaged in regulatory overreach with the waters of the U.S., and now farmers are concerned that some of the products that they're using may not be there, and they're very concerned about that. So you mentioned what I think will be considered good news on the dicamba issue that perhaps might spare those drift issues that occurred in Southeast Missouri and some Mid-South states. What about, where can you tell us where things are on atrazine and glyphosate, and do you expect to have those wrapped up by the end of this administration?
Well, a number of things are going on with a number of these products. Let me start with glyphosate. As you'll recall, back in 2015, the International Agency for Research on Cancer came out with their conclusion that glyphosate was a probable carcinogen. And a couple of other European agencies in the meantime came out and said, probably not a carcinogen. So we have been going through the re-registration process with glyphosate, with all of this background noise going on, but we've tried to stay with the best available science and look at all of the issues related to glyphosate. And back in September, we came out and said that our conclusion was that it's not a probable carcinogen. Now, we're going to have that reviewed by our FIFRA Science Advisory Panel. That may be done by the end of this year, but the issue will likely carry over throughout the overall re-registration process into 2017 and probably well into 2017. But our initial findings are it's not a carcinogen. So that should be good news for a lot of folks. Atrazine, we're near the end of the review of the ecological assessment. We hope to have that done by the end of 2016. But that's another one that's likely to carry over into 2017, is that will probably be reviewed as well by our science advisory panel. So I don't expect that will be a finished issue by the time we get into mid-January. We recently announced that we're going to register Enlist Duo, which is another product that I know our producers were anxious to have. We're getting there. We're trying to resolve as many of these as we can But I don't know that we're just going to rush through these things just to finish by January the 20th, because we want to make sure that they're properly reviewed, that we're making the best possible decisions for everyone, decisions that will protect public health and the environment, while at the same time providing the products and the tools that our farmers and ranchers need. So we'll make those decisions. I think they'll be good decisions, and I think they'll be decisions best made on the best available science.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, you know, EPA and agriculture have had challenges, but I think we all have the same goal. We all want clean water. We all want clean air. We all want to make sure that our producers have products that they need to do what they need to do. And we all want agriculture to be prosperous and productive. We need a prosperous and productive agricultural sector to feed a growing population. But we do have challenges. And I think that even with the change in administrations, that goal of protecting public health and the environment is really a timeless goal. And we may have different strategies for accomplishing those things, but I'm optimistic about agriculture in the future. I'm optimistic about the work that our farmers and ranchers, the men and women who farm and ranch, do. And I think we'll be able to address those challenges of nutrient pollution, those challenges of the kinds of products that we have out there, challenges related to water quality and what have you. And I'm looking forward to where agriculture goes from here on out.
Thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you, Julie. It's good being with you.